from two articles by Harlan Girard, American TI, Bioelectromagnetic Weapons, The Ultimate Weapon, 2007, and A Current U.S. Program of Involuntary Human Experimentation, 2005. Electromagnetic weapons operate at the speed of light. They can kill, torture, and enslave. But the public are largely unaware that they exist because these weapons operate by stealth and leave no physical evidence. Electromagnetic weapons have been tested on human beings since 1976. By widely dispersing the involuntary human test subjects and vehemently attacking their credibility, it has been possible for the United States to proceed with these human experiments unhindered by discussions or criticisms, let alone opposition. This ultimate weapon system is currently being deployed in Iraq. The U.S. Air Force and Marine Corps refer to it as active denial technology, as if it were purely for defense, but it is not. There is one electromagnetic spectrum. The U.S. military has weaponized the non-ionizing radiation below the visible range, the microwaves and radio waves, that are used in mobile phones and telecommunications. The U.S. government has strenuously denied that there could be health hazards from non-ionizing electromagnetic radiation, both as a defense of the involuntary human research it has been conducting for many years, but has not yet acknowledged, and to dissuade other countries from developing similar weapons. In 1959, Saul B. Sells, a professor of social psychology at a minor U.S. university, submitted a proposal to the Central Intelligence Agency to build for them the most sophisticated electroencephalography machine that would have an integral computational capacity to analyze and hopefully make sense of the brain waves it recorded. In other words, the professor proposed to make a machine that could tell the CIA what a person was thinking, whether or not the person wished to disclose that information. The CIA approved the project in 1960, adding some library research with five objectives. The fifth objective of the research was, quote, techniques for activating the human organism by remote electronic means, end quote. The entire assignment was thereafter known as MKUltra Subproject 119, MKUltra being the CIA's notorious mind control program. It was based on the erroneous notion that the Soviets already possessed the means to control minds, and the U.S. had to catch up as rapidly as possible. In 1973, Joseph C. Sharp, an experimental psychologist at Walter Reed Army Institute of Research, performed an experiment that was pivotal to the development of the torture equipment being shipped to Iraq today. He had James Lynn set up equipment in his laboratory which converted the shape of sound waves into microwave radiation that enabled him to hear himself vocalize the names of the numbers from 1 to 10 in his head, bypassing the mechanism of his own ears. This particular experiment was never published, but is mentioned in Lynn's book, Microwave Auditory Effects and Applications, published in 1978. The experiment has been confirmed in U.S. Patent 6587729, Apparatus for Audibly Communicating Speech Using the Radio Frequency Hearing Effect. This patent is for an improved version of the apparatus used in the 1973 laboratory experiment issued on July 1, 2003, and assigned to the Secretary of the Air Force. It provides scientific evidence that it is possible to hear threatening voices in one's head without suffering from paranoid schizophrenia. The equipment that produces synthetic telepathy is sometimes referred to as influence technology. While voices and visions, daydreams and nightmares are the most astonishing manifestations of this weapon system, it is also capable of crippling the human subject by limiting his/her normal range of movement, causing acute pain, the equivalent of major organ failure or even death, and interfering with normal functioning of any of the human senses. In other words, any of the tortures with which the words Guantanamo Bay have become synonymous can be achieved by remote electronic means. When George Herbert Walker Bush became president in 1989, the incidence of co-worker killings in the post offices became so great that the expression going postal began to replace the commonly used expression of going crazy. The killing of co-workers in other workplaces began to command more media attention too. I estimate that the cost of imprisoning a human being in his or her own body and applying unremitting torture is US$5 million to $10 million a year. By unremitting torture, I mean exactly that, because there is no visible evidence left by this new torture equipment, such as damage to the skin. It is possible to torture the involuntary human subject for 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. This can be done and is being done even on Christmas and Easter. Torture is a labor-intensive business. What objective would justify this investment? Could it be something as insane as to rule the world by enslaving the democratic governments of the more populous countries?